One of the biggest lessons I've learned in my journey as an entrepreneur is the importance of streamlining processes. Early on, I faced a lot of challenges managing the various aspects of my businesses, especially when it came to logistics. I was concerned that things wouldn't get done right, and it was taking up too much of my time. But once I found the right tools and systems, it allowed me to focus on what really matters, providing value and growing my business. That's why I want to share something with you today that can have the same impact on your business, especially if you're in e-commerce. We all know that shipping can be a major time suck and drain on our resources. That's where ShipStation comes in. ShipStation is a multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with whatever platform you're selling on. It's designed to streamline your shipping process so you can focus on scaling your business, even if you're out of the office or on a well-deserved vacation. I've been using ShipStation and can honestly say it's a game changer. The ability to automate shipping tasks and manage everything from one simple dashboard has not only saved me time, but also significantly reduced costs. It's tools like these that have helped me scale my businesses faster than I ever imagined. And the best part? Over 130,000 companies have experienced similar growth with ShipStation, and 98% of those who use it for more than a year stick with it for life. So if you're looking to work less and ship more, ShipStation is the tool you need to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities. Head over to ShipStation.com and use code BOOK, B-O-O-K, to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code BOOK, B-O-O-K. Welcome to Office Hours. I'm David Meltzer with my cast of characters, Tia, Christy, and John. We are excited to have an extraordinary leader in the space topic and subject matter, a love of mine, which is straight out sales. And you don't get to find many women that are vice presidents of global sales for some of the biggest companies in the world. And that's what Deb McClure is. She's the vice president of global sales at Dropbox. And I'm sure we're all familiar. We all utilize Dropbox. You probably don't utilize all of what I've learned Dropbox does, which is an extraordinary company with an extraordinary solution. Deb, welcome to Office Hours.
Oh, thank you for having me. It is my pleasure to be here. And I'm excited about the conversation.
Well, as a middle-aged white male, I fall into the stereotype of a vice president of global sales. And I've held that position as well at a Fortune 500 company. And it's like being a sports agent is not what it's made out to be. It takes a certain character. It takes a certain persistence in order to babysit that many salespeople who are hyper-emotional and hyper-competitive. You must have gone through an extraordinary journey in order to be known as one of the greatest sales leaders in the world. Where did that all start for you? Because there wasn't many on that journey, I am sure, when you were starting out your career.
First of all, just getting into sales was one of the blessings in my life. I came out of college and I went into a finance role, and I was sitting in a cubicle trying to balance books for a banking organization, and quickly realized that that was not my destiny. So went into sales and loved solving problems and being around people. But certainly going into leadership was a different challenge, because it wasn't about me anymore. It was about the team. And that was a big transition. But once I got that right, I think the rest was easy. But I'll tell you a story when I worked for a big company, and there was I was one of a few women in a leadership position, and there was a lot of bravado in the culture, and things like forecast calls were very strict and very, you know, who could have the loudest voice in the room and get people to do what they want them to do. And so when I first went into leadership, I tried to emulate that. And I was completely unsuccessful. It didn't work. I don't know how the people that worked on my team, like, they didn't want to be there. She's awful. So once I realized not to emulate somebody else's style, but to just be my authentic self and to just let who I am shine through and still get the job and the work done. That's when things started really clicking in, and I could still solve problems, work with people, but in different capacities, and solve larger problems with bigger teams.
You make for a great content creator too.
Awesome. So it's nice to meet you. I'm Tia Manzoni. I'm the CEO of Stella Jets. And I've had a sales background. I started really early in sales and absolutely love it. I always say the best salesperson is the best listener. What would you say is there a core thing that you tell your salespeople or sales teams when you're training, like, this sets you above other people? This is how people really are going to respond to you. Like, do you have something that's good core advice for all the salespeople listening right now?
Well, I mean, I think customer centricity is at the core of always putting the customer first. But when I look at salespeople that are just stellar, that are above the rest, there's a couple of traits that come to mind. The first is curiosity. To be curious about the customer, about who are their customers, what risks and problems are they trying to solve, who's most impacted. That curiosity is a trait that I see with successful sales folks. And tenacity. Tenacity is another. Not giving up until you find that solution for a customer. Don't accept no, but just keep trying and know when to stop trying, of course, because your time and the return on effort is important in any sales book or sales play. But tenacity and curiosity, I think, are traits that I see over and over again with very successful sales folks.
Well, thank you, Tia.
Exactly. Hi, Deb. I'm Christy Becca, and I'm CEO of Christy Becca Luxury Realty Group, so based in Texas. And my question for you, and I'm also coming, you know, from a background of sales. I love it. It's in my blood. That's what I've done. That's pretty much anything that I know or everything that I know. That's how I base all my decisions and what's in the best for my personal company. My question to you is this. You know, as you've excelled, and I love, you know, you being a successful female, you know, executive, you know, at a large company, and I love Dropbox. Maybe you can help me with some customer service. I have some tech questions. I have some tech questions for you. We'll discuss that later. But my question to you is this, you know, as you broke through some of those glass ceilings to get to where you're at, what would be your suggestion and maybe some advice to some of the younger, you know, female entrepreneurs and executives just trying to pave and make it their way up the corporate ladder?
Great question. And thank you for being a Dropbox customer. Yeah. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Long time customer.
Thank you. I think that I owe so many people. I have so much gratitude. Let me say it that way. I have so much gratitude for so many people that have helped me along the way. So the number one piece of advice I'd say for folks that are trying to break through that glass ceiling is to cast a network that's wide and deep. Because so many people have helped me learn lessons along the way and to break through the ceiling and the next ceiling, et cetera. I remember when I had my first second line position, and a senior vice president took me out to lunch. And they said, well, what are you going to do with the organization? What kind of impact are you going to make? I said, I don't know. And I said, well, will it be incremental or transformational? And I asked, what's the difference? And they said, well, in a transformational journey, or if the impact is transformational, it's like a butterfly leaving the cocoon. Once the butterfly leaves the cocoon, it does not go back to the cocoon. So are you going to leave the organization where you've transformed the organization for the better, where it simply can't go backwards? Or are you going to make incremental changes? And that always stuck with me, but that's just an example of mentors and the network and people that care. So I always try to, you know, pay it back. The network is so important, and mentorship and asking people for help.
I love that. Yeah. Love that. That's great. Hey, Deb. John Asraf here, high performance coach for many entrepreneurs. And I want to take this conversation in a slightly different direction, and that is artificial intelligence. I've been paying attention to that field for about 5 years now, and I've actually listened to AI doing sales calls, AI doing training, AI doing critiquing, AI doing customer service. How do you and your company Dropbox, which I too am a customer, are using or planning to use AI to level every part of your business up?
It's really fascinating. So Dropbox, we are an AI first company. So we've embedded AI into our current products. And we also are creating products that are AI fueled. Dash is a current product that's in beta. So that's an example of AI. But if I move away from Dropbox and just look at AI in general, I think it's fascinating how much AI can help. I use AI with customer conversations to help me keep track of what did I say I was going to do and make sure that it's done in a time frame that's acceptable. So AI helps me every day, and I think it will continue to evolve and get smarter. I embrace it, and our company embraces it, being an AI first company. That said, in the sales world, you know, people ask, do you think AI and bots and can replace the interaction? And I do not. I think that there's something still. I think AI can assist us in everything we do, but there's still the personal connection that people crave and will never go away.
Do you agree that or do you anticipate that AI will help better train salespeople?
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. I think AI can help with enabling sales organizations. I think AI can help with better interactions to serve our customers. I think that AI can help us learn how to better invest in products and research and development based on customer conversations. I think AI can help us be much more efficient and productive. I think there's a great place for AI in the sales organization and for that matter, in companies, in every function. Yes.
Thank you.
And we'll just continue to see it evolve. But there's also, you know, everybody says AI, AI this, AI that. There's a little bit of a fad of AI. So we're learning as we go, and we got to make sure that privacy and is protected, right? And privacy and security and is all in check.
I agree. Thank you.
We can't wait to see how Dropbox evolves under your leadership, the Vice President of Global Sales of the incredible company, an incredible service and solution, making AI part of our servant, not a master, the master of sales herself, Deb McClure. Thanks for joining us here on Office Hours.